been murdered. All the friends have flown before. On the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before. And the bird said nevermore.
You're listening to The Call Podcast with Brandon and Josh.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of The Call. It is a Baltimore Ravens podcast where we talk anything and everything Baltimore Ravens football. Thank you for listening to us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Play Music, and Satchel. It is Steelers Hate Week, but I got to ask you.
Yes, my favorite, finally.
What do you love so much about Overcast?
I don't know. The tradition just started. Yeah. Like, I remember it was just like, I don't know why. I think we just set it together and it just stuck.
Well,
I got to find out what episode that was.
Let me tell you, I thought for the longest time that was like the weirdest tradition that just kind of spurred of the moment.
But it makes us unique.
But the fact that one of the people that follows us on Facebook.
I was going to say that. Yep. It was like Overcast. I was like, yeah. It's like a trademark. Like, that means Overcast can never die.
Yes,
if
true.
Not, we'll just keep it going just because.
It's like the people's elbow of the call, pretty much.
Pretty much.
Or the five knuckle shuffle.
I love it. You can't see me.
All right. Well, it is Steeler Hate Week.
Yes.
Raven Steelers are the first one of this season so far. Right now, the Ravens and the Steelers are kind of identical. They're both 2-1.
Right.
They both took losses to what some would say lesser teams.
Right.
This past week,
and both are expected to win, obviously.
Terrell Suggs came out earlier and said, you know, Ben Roethlisberger is trying to do some Jedi mind tricks. He's not falling for him. So it feels like it's the same old Ravens Steelers, like we always see.
Always, man. Nothing ever dies with this rivalry. It's the best in football. I know tonight we're recording Bears Packers is the oldest rivalry in football, but
right.
I think we're the greatest. I mean, every game, I think they said 12 out of the last 18 games, the Ravens Steelers come down like 3 points or less, or even the possession. But you know what's promising?
What's that?
And this is crazy, just to think about it. The Steelers have not won in Baltimore since our Super Bowl year in 2012.
Really?
So we've owned them 4 years.
Well, that's pretty good.
13, 14, 15, and 16. Let's make it 5.
Yeah, I say so.
So it's been awesome to see at every home game now that the Ravens-Steelers rivalry has grown at home in a way where the home teams usually end up splitting. So, and it happens. I mean, we remember watching together the unfaithful Christmas night game. The ball stretching over the goal line when you check across that goal line, the place went crazy, and we all know what happened. And we just went right into it because you mentioned about the draft and how – I know everybody wanted offense, but remember what I was talking about in offseason? We need to stop that going down the field crap where – they just get the ball and you just know it's an automatic loss because we cannot stop that passing game. And look what we did.
Right. Now, this game that happened on Christmas, I mean, it was an arm's length. That's all that it was this right
football.
Here. And that was it. And because of that, the Ravens drafted, like you said, went defense. And it was because
all
of that
defense,
game.
Not
was,
just defense. All defense.
That's right. The Ozzie and everybody in the front office said, look, we need to get through the Steelers if we want to get to the playoffs and the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just how it is. So we need to build a team that can beat the Steelers. So barring injuries and everything that we've already been through, did they draft correctly to beat the Steelers this time around? There's a lot of rookies. They've never experienced this before. But we did all defense pretty much this past draft. So is this a good enough draft class to beat the Steelers on Sunday?
I believe so. You've seen what they did in the first 2 weeks. Tyus Bowser's a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see what Humphrey can bring to the table. What I'm just interested to see is how collectively they rebound from an abysmal defensive performance without Brandon Williams. Now, Brandon Williams was cited in practice. He didn't participate, but he was there.
Yeah, the media, I think it was one of the local stations around here, said he's there. I even think they said he was in uniform, but he didn't participate.
Which is a good sign. I think, and that's why he didn't make the trip to London. I think they're really trying to get all hands on deck, get him back.
Right.
Obviously, Yon is out for the year. I really think, and then now less than Brent Urban now, I really think the defense just needs, they need everybody they can to really hone in on Pittsburgh's offensive onslaught because it's the BB&B squad, Ben, Brown, and Bell.
Right.
And we know what they can bring. And now they got Bryant, which is the fourth beast. I mean, killer bees everywhere, man. and we just got to put into it. But we have the formula. We know it's going to be a close game. I really can't wait. I mean, dude, dude, I'm chomping at the bit to get down there. I
oh,
love
you
this
always
game.
Are. It doesn't matter who it is. You're always, no. But it's always a little something extra with Ravens.
Could be
Steelers.
Preseason, stadium practice. I don't care.
But
I love it.
All right, so how do the Ravens get over this hump? Because, like you said, like they both had really bad games. But coming into this, the Ravens are ranked last among all 32 teams in total yards per game, in passing yards per game, passing yard attempts. I mean, they're last in every single one of them. But Joe came out, and normally Joe Cool was not Joe Cool. He was pretty,
no.
He was Joe Angry.
No.
When people were saying that we're not as good of an offense as
and
we are.
And he stuck up for the offense, which is a great thing for a leader. You don't want to throw your team out of it. And that looks bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're saying all the right things, doing the right things as a leader, but I want them to execute.
Right.
That's my thing. We know what they can do. We seen what Mike Wallace did to the Steelers last year, if I remember at home.
Right.
He took that touchdown. It was emotional because he used to be a Steeler, his first year as a Raven. And I feel that we know what they can do. We know what Macklin can do. We know what the tight ends can do, Watson and Boyle and Williams. We know what these guys can do in the running backs. I mean, Alex Collins, Terrence West, Buck Allen. We know what Flacco's capable of if he's upright and healthy. And I really feel that I think this is the game where, yeah, the defense gets back to normal.
Right.
But I really feel like I just have a feeling the offense is going to output way more than we anticipate. I don't think this is going to be a drag him out 13-10 game. Might be even in the 20s, but I just feel like the Ravens, like they did on Christmas night last year, they're going to go toe-to-toe with the Steelers offense.
Now, the Steelers defense, let's talk about Joe Flacco and the offense here. They got eaten up by the Bears and their running game last week.
Big time.
Big time. And if it's still a problem this week, I have to assume Joe, Marty Morningweg, and the offense are getting ready to run that ball a whole lot.
I believe so. I mean, the film's all right there. The evidence is right there. And I feel like with that running attack with Howard wasn't even healthy half the game.
Yeah.
He had to help him up a few times. I was like, he's going to finish the game. And then Tariq Cohen basically had the walk-off, step out of bounds, and then Howard finished it. Obviously, the Bears, as we know, barring a boneheaded play, should have won in regulation. Can't be showboating like that, especially against Pittsburgh. You can't give them chances. Everybody was saying how lucky this team is, especially if they'd have won it, which obviously the Bears won. So
Right. Luckily
for us, It made us feel good. Okay, 44-7, still horrible. We moved on from it. But when the Steelers lose, and we know it's at stake playing them now at 2-1 tied, it feels a way of a lot better way to go about it than, oh, the Steelers are 3-0 or 2-1. Now we got to play catch up. Now we got to win just to stay pace, because it would have felt like we were three games behind if we'd have lost and the Steelers would have won on Sunday. But unfortunately, it went our way after the aftermath in London. And I just can't wait to see the rival on the field getting back at it and just another installment. I'm happy to hear that again. Another fourth week. Usually it's really funny how we get, I think it was last year, I think we got him in week four.
Yeah.
And here we go again.
Now, let's bring up London just one more time, because I hate talking about how terrible that game is. But
because there's two teams playing again this weekend there. Is that why?
Yeah, it's Miami, right?
Miami
going
and
over there.
Saints.
That's
now
right.
They get the taste of it.
That's right. Oh, I might have to change my pick, because I picked the Dolphins originally.
Nope.
That's not a good idea if they're both going over there.
Not after what they did against the Jets.
All right, I need to do that. Reminder to me later to do that. But usually when a team plays in London, they usually go for the bye week afterwards so they can reacclimate to the time change and everything.
Right, right.
Which that could have been a big reason why the Ravens looked so poor last week. Now, the Ravens decided not to do that. So I figured it out. It's a 7.5-hour flight, 3,678 miles in the air.
That's like basically across the U.S. It's crazy, basically.
So how do you get completely, you know, obliterated in London, fly back for 8 hours, which is a work day, which I'm pretty tired after I work 8 hours, and then face your arch rival?
I work 11 and a half sometimes. This week, at least. I'm crazy.
Yeah, but like, how are the Ravens going to do that? Would it have been a better idea to say, all right, we'll take the bye week after London?
No, I think they wanted to do it because how long the season is and how the grind. And Harbaugh knows that he doesn't like his team taking off early, because then you look at it, weeks 5 through 17 now, you have to play straight.
That's a big chunk of time.
Well, think about it this way. Because of the Hurricanes, you have Miami and the Buccaneers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have to play the whole season out of bye week because they had theirs in week one.
Right.
So, and you're going to see that effects maybe in the middle of the season. Ours is right in the middle. It's like the second weekend in November. It's like perfect timing. Right when you're just starting to get the stride for fall and winter football and really hitting it for the playoff stride wherever your record sits. So I feel like the Ravens always – and now I'm not going to go in and break down season by season and go, what's the Ravens record, you know, with the bye week at this week versus this week? But it feels like every year it's like that 6th, 7th, 8th week. It's like right in the middle where it's like we break the season right in half. We have like 6 to 8 games bye week, and then we play the other half, which is great. I love it. But I think Harbaugh chose to do that because it's just – the nature of the beast. You don't want to go longevity-wise, and I really feel like it's going to work out to our advantage.
Now, not to look past the Steelers, but I don't know if that it was the right call. Like, I understand it's a long season, and you want to get through that, but after the Steelers, they go to Oakland. They have to fly across the country again.
Yep. It's like almost 10,000 miles?
Yeah,
way back, and then this way back.
Those frequent flyer miles, yeah, that's great for... They're cashing in, but
yes,
still...
Sir.
I'm looking at the next two games, Steelers-Oakland, going, man, back-to-back, all that flying. They're going to be physically affected by that.
That, and you're going to really get a test, not only from all the travel, but you're going to get a test right now in the next two games, mm-hmm. where this team stands in the season.
Right.
If they can get past Pittsburgh, get the game-up advantage on the division, the Raiders again lost to the Redskins last Sunday night.
Right.
So no one's going to run away from this in the AFC. I mean, we've already covered it. Patriots almost lost. The Texans are up and coming. There's a lot of teams there. The Titans could be dangerous. There's a lot of teams here that – and the Chiefs are already 3-0. They're the cream of the crop right now in the AFC. Who'd have thought that?
Yeah.
You know, with all those 2-0 teams undefeated last year, including us, and even Steelers, and now there's only two, Falcons and Chiefs, in each conference. What I find fascinating is, yeah, it's almost like the slap in the face. Oh, we won't give you the bye week, but we'll put your biggest rival at home. Then you got to fly all the way out the other side of the country. So it's like, might as well just have the game in Japan. Why not? I mean, seriously. I mean, fly – or at Hawaii. But it's just how it feels. But you're going to really see when they come back home in 2 weeks – I think it is against the Bears, obviously. You're going to get a test on where we stand health-wise and mental-wise, because I know this takes a toll.
Now, the NHL, you know, they actually did play a preseason game in China.
That's why I mentioned that. I was trying to plug in some caps. I know it's coming. I know you'd be happy about that.
Yeah. It was Vancouver and the LA Kings.
I know it was somewhere over there. Yeah. China. Love it.
Yeah, I can't believe they did that, but that's a huge market that's
awesome.
Bring up.
Bringing right. hockey out there, it's great.
Yeah, yeah. So we did find out that Brent Urban, it was originally thought it was a long-term injury, potential of him coming back, but no, he is out the rest of the year. So,
yep.
And now we have, it looks like, Bronson Cafusi taking
first
his spot.
You're going to see a first look at him, finally, after he was hurt last year.
Right, you were excited about him being drafted last year. He got hurt, he injured his ankle, broke his ankle, I believe. He was out his entire rookie season, did great in preseason this year, but he had Brent Urban in front of him, so he didn't play at all. So this is his first NFL start, it looks like.
It is, I'm excited for it. Not to say, you know, when any of our Ravens hurt just to see these guys out and coming, but I'm excited to see what he can bring. Feel like he's going to provide, again, you can't replace a Brent Urban on the line, man. Brent Urban reminded me of what Kruger brought to the Super Bowl year, remember? And I feel like he's going to step in and be formidable, but it's really tough because we really don't know how he's going to play. But I'm really excited to see what he can bring. Mm-hmm. I know he's got a lot of tenacity and energy. I saw him in practice, and if he can stay healthy, man, I think he'll be all right.
All right, it'll be very interesting to see. I mean, he's been waiting, you know, almost 2 years for this opportunity, but to get it in the biggest rivalry in the NFL.
What better debut?
What better debut? And I think we can expect a big game from Bronson Cafusi. Because, I mean, if I'm waiting a year and a half to play in the NFL, I'm going to have, like, so much energy and, like, so much stuff I want to show off. I'm going to just, you know, go crazy when I hit that field.
I agree. And you know I think who's also going to go crazy hit the field is Tony Jefferson.
Okay.
And in the
why is that?
Well, in the fan forum, because I'm a PSL owner, in the fan forum, when Tony Jefferson and Danny Woodhead, the newest Ravens here, the squad, obviously Danny Woodhead being injured, they got to interview him, and some fan brought up how, can you not wait to week 4 at home against the Steelers? And Tony Jefferson even said he watched old Ravens Steeler highlights and games, and he knows what it's about. And he goes, he never was a part of it as a player, obviously being in Arizona. I mean, he's played us and he played the Steelers seldom, but. He knows what it's about, and he said he couldn't wait. And that was another thing. When Tony Jefferson, you know, signed to us, that's what he said. He saw game film on our defense and how we played, and that's why he took less money to come to Baltimore, is he wanted to play on a great defense and what they're known for. I mean, you know, Ray and Reed and, you know, Suggs is still here, and Nada, the late, you know, we have a lot of brand names that were on our defense, man, especially 2000. You have Rod Woodson and such. So, and I think Tony Jefferson, imagine him. He can't wait to get out there and experience it. Weddle experienced it last year for the first time.
Yeah.
And
he came out this week and said, you're not truly a Raven.
That's what he said.
Until you hit that Steelers game.
Oh, yeah, man. There's been some great quotes along the years. I know, you know, with Suggs and Ben, you know, Suggs owns them. And you know the quote out there. We all know it and love it. He's put out there, and there's nothing better than this.
Yeah,
there's nothing better than, you know, we always talk about getting back to football in August and July and when training camp comes around, but back to the rivalry, man. And I love it how it's this early, and we don't play them again to their house on Sunday night, December, when it probably will be coming down to a playoff spot or something. But this is what it's about, man. It's hard nosed, old fashioned, two blue collar cities just, you know, supporting their teams. Best rivalry. It's going to be tough as nails, and they're going to get after it. They have a lot of firepower coming.
So let's look at the injury report for the Ravens. As we said, Brandon Williams was there.
Sponsored by Johns Hopkins, pretty much.
Brandon Williams was there, didn't participate, so we don't know what's going on with him. But two other names that are kind of concerning, Max Williams and Benjamin Watson.
Very.
That means Nick Boyle is the only healthy tight end.
We got to be Boyle loyal, I'm telling you.
Boyle loyal?
Got to be.
All right, I like that.
Got to be.
I mean, he hurdled a guy this past game.
Oh, it was great. But great play.
What does that mean with only having one healthy tight end?
Oh,
that
sucks.
That's terrible.
Yeah, again, it's injuries, man. I mean, you want to have depth, but at the right positions, and you can never have, but you have 53 men on the roster, so you can have so many quarterbacks, so many tight ends, running backs, and we can keep going. And with already a rash of IR injuries and nicks and bruises and doubtfuls and questionables, it just never ends, and the last thing you want to see is one healthy tight end.
Right.
We had that in the running game where we had two healthy running backs. What if one goes down, or we had one? So now that we got a reserve in Alex Collins, now we can feel a little bit better. So I really am anticipating to see how those injuries mend as up leading up till Sunday.
So Max Williams, he was out last game. He did not play. He had a rough – I don't think he finished last year. And
but he had a great showing at the home opener.
That's true. Yeah. But is Max Williams – is he an injury-prone player? Is he somebody we can count on? Because I don't think he's finished one season yet.
No.
In
nothing.
His career.
It's like a Perryman, man. It's just you want him to do good. You see him in there and you see flashes, but until you stay together a whole 16 games, it's really tough to gauge on your play, gauge on the production that you can provide, and it's really tough, man.
Yeah, it really is. So, I mean, he was going to be our send-off, if you remember, when he got drafted.
Yep, we said, the max.
To the max.
To the max. We always find one. But
constantly.
I love being at neutral with the Raven. I like it.
Yeah.
Quote the Raven, you got to go with Nevermore.
But it just sucks that he's not going to be out there, it looks like.
Players come and go, but the Raven's always there.
That's true.
Yes, sir.
The Steelers listed about 11 players on their injury report, so they got a lot of stuff to worry about, too. But the big names, Ben Roethlisberger, Bell, all of them, it looks like they're all going to be healthy for Sunday.
Absolutely. And we got to bring it because they're going to bring their A game. Bell's having a slow start, being he held a camp, getting his legs. I've always said September's a new August because of these players with camps and not really playing a lot. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing it. You're seeing the rust come off. But Bell's finally got in the end zone last Sunday. For our fantasy owners, including myself, he had 4 points, 9 points, and then finally broke out and got 12 or 13, depending on what league you're in. So, I mean, he's getting there. We know Antonio Brown's going to be Antonio Brown. He's going to ball. We got to cover him.
Yeah.
Because I was watching the Bears do it. I was watching some of the other teams that are playing this year, and I'm like, can you not cover him? He caught a pass one game. It was like a triple coverage pass, and he still caught it. And I'm like, the dude's a monster.
Yeah.
And you know what Ben can do. You break down that pocket, and he runs and extends those plays. You better just shut your eyes because you know what's coming.
Yeah, I hate to say it.
Every time he runs down the field and points, I just shudder. Yeah. I hate it because you know it's coming.
Ben is a great quarterback. He really is.
Mad respect, man. I mean, like I said, you love to hate the players and all that, but I've grown to know through the ranks of getting to know the rivalry and getting to know the wisdom of players that came down the line like Ray.
Right.
You know, it's more to it in a game. You respect them. I mean, I hated Hines Ward.
Yeah.
Hines Ward, Joey Pointer was probably the two that just like, nah, I want to knock him out, fuss on the street. But
there was a play Hines Ward had against Ed Reed. I think it was a playoff game where he went full on helmet to helmet.
Yep.
Knocked
it was
Ed
Reed
out.
And he pushed. I think it was Joey Porter pushed over Heap when he was injured, hobbling.
Yeah.
Mary went to line up, and then Joey Porter like pushed him down, and then like pointed. I mean, it's great. And remember what I want to talk about Ben is remember how Nada broke his nose?
I was at
accidentally.
That game.
Yep. Yeah. And then it came in, and the Steelers won the game.
Yeah.
It's just he was in. Broke his nose, and the dude's tough as nails, man. You got to respect that, but he's contemplating retirement, but it's going to be crazy not to see number 7 or center, but we know we have us to thank because I always bring it up. Back old, when Tommy Max was under center, we knocked him out.
Yeah.
Roethlisberger comes in, and the rest is history. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's our fault.
All right, so on Sunday, the Ravens, they announced that they will be wearing their black jerseys.
Yes!
All black.
I flipped out. Loved it.
I love the black jerseys.
I feel like that should be their home ensemble. Black jerseys, white pants, the Ravens black.
Yeah.
Love the purple, Purple Fridays and all that, but I feel like a purple should be an alternate. I feel like black and white should be their home. Black jersey, white pants. Away, black pants, white jersey, or do the all-white traditional sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like a special could be like the Color Rush, the all-purple, or like a special game should be the purple. But who do I know?
Not those gold pants.
No.
Remember,
the gold numbers.
The gold numbers were fine for the Color Rush.
Oh, but the gold pants. That's right,
I forgot. The gold pants the 20th anniversary season?
That was horrible.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Yeah, that Color Rush, that was horrible. But I like our all-purple color. That's awesome. I love it.
They like to break these out against divisional rivals. You know, we've seen the all black against the Steelers, the Bengals.
Well, we've seen it too against the Saints 1 year too. So they've done it for special games. I mean, I love the ensemble. It's my favorite. When I heard that, I like it when it's night games, but you know what better to do it than 1 o'clock at M&T, man. It's going to be great. And just want to also cover a little bit tidbits that we got breaking news actually this afternoon.
That's right.
Former Raven, Jacoby Jones, man, and he's going to retire as a Raven. We knew that. What he's provided, the Mile High Miracle. Who could forget the infamous return in the deciding touchdown, the Super Bowl, kicking off the second half.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of things he did here. I remember the return against the Raiders when we were at the game, but who could forget one of his punt returns in the snow against the Vikings?
Oh, my God.
There's so many moments, man.
Yeah.
But he's frozen on my wall forever, remembered with Flacco in the catch. He signed the picture. I have it, and I have the picture signed of the 108-yard return, so it's awesome. He retires a Raven as of this weekend. And I heard that he's going to be inducted into
he's the Ring of Honor?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
Don't quote me.
All right.
I've been reading a lot online today trying to find tidbits, but he might be inducted as the Lions game. Or no, he's a legend of the game. It's not the Ring of Honor. It's the Legends of the Game. They bring the guy back and with the purple torch in that tunnel. So they're going to bring it back for the Lions game in December.
It's very cool to see that because he spent the majority of his career in Houston. But for him to want to retire a Raven, because he didn't end his career as a Raven either. He went to San Diego. His last game in the NFL was as a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah.
So
if you look at his Twitter, his main profile picture is him in the Steelers uniform. And I find that very funny. I'm going to retire as a Raven this weekend, but it's Steelers-Ravens, and your profile picture's your last uniform. I'm like, dude, come on.
But fantastic player. I mean, couldn't have done the Super Bowl without him. I mean, so many great memories.
So many, man. And he was actually present in camp, the stadium practices, dancing on the sidelines. So it was great. He's always going to be a part of it. And I hear he always comes back and visits. Like, I don't know if he has a home here, just in the area, but I feel like some people see him randomly at, like, the mall or, like, the restaurants. Like, oh, Jacoby Jones is there. I'm like, what's he doing? It was just great, but...
Yeah, he did a lot of charity work, and he got really close with a family there of a child. I can't remember the child's name, but he stayed close with that family and still comes and visits them and sees them and everything. So,
absolutely.
I mean... Good guy right there.
Good guy. Great guy, man. Franchise Raven and plenty more to come. I think Bolden's next.
Okay.
And Steve Smith.
Oh, interesting. Can't forget. Okay. All right. So, Josh, have we covered everything?
Brandon, Steeler hate week. Let's get it going. Quote the Raven, nevermore.
All right, guys. If you want to continue the conversation with Josh or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at BrandoCash. Josh, where can people tweet to you at?
Always at ItalianGQ52.
Awesome. Go over to our Facebook page, facebook.com/thecallpodcast. Like us over there. Whenever a new show comes out, you'll be the first to know. When news broke of Jacoby Jones, you know, Josh over here was sharing all kinds of Jacoby Jones videos.
Yes, sir.
So news breaks.
Right on it, man.
Anything happens, we share it with you guys, and we love to hear from you and talk with you and hear all the ideas you have for the Ravens coming up. So definitely keep going there. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, you stream and download, and you watch us on YouTube as well now. So you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm,
Overcast,
Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Write us an iTunes review, Apple Podcast review. I don't know what they're calling it anymore, but either or.
Same thing.
And then let people know on Purple Friday on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you're social on the web with your phone. Say, I'm a Baltimore Ravens fan. I hate the Steelers. I listen to the call, and you should too.
Amen.
So that is pretty much it for the show this week. Josh, take us out the way you always do.
Brandon, man, thank you so much for an awesome, great show. Steeler Week as we know it. Guys, it's here. Rivalry Week, Steeler Week, 2-1. The face of the AAC North Division could change right here. I mean, we got the 2-0-3 teams playing. Love it. Special guest for all Suggs, ladies and
gentlemen.
We've
got a gladiator.
Love it. Actually, I have that. Actually, the same, almost the same helmet. Except mine's got different spikes on it.
Less dust, I think, too.
Yeah. Hey, that's awesome. And I remember when Suggs came out of the tunnel that 1 year. That was great.
Yeah.
It was, I think it was the Thursday night game, believe it or not. Came out of tunnel, sparked us, and why didn't you have that up the whole show?
I just thought of it. I looked over, and I'm like, I should have started the show wearing that.
Well, I'm pretty much probably on Purple Friday, I'm probably going to change our cover photo to that.
Okay.
Because I have it. So, but hey, you know, what better way? Gladiators, man. It's you know, lock the doors and you know, throw you the key. These two teams, man, they go at it, true gladiator style. We can pick many moments out of the clouds and pretty much talk about them for hours and on to end. And I just really love to just pick apart the meat and potatoes of what this rivalry is about. We know what it's about. AAC North in the balance. We have the 0-3 teams playing in the 0-1 Bowl in Ohio somewhere. So you're going to have an 0-4 team. You're gonna really see a 3-1 team coming up very quickly. And what is it going to be? Is it going to be the Ravens? Going to be the Steelers? I feel like we're edge it out. I'm calling a close one. 2017 Ravens. I think we get it done. We're going to get it done Sunday, and we're going to sit on top of the AFC North where we belong this early. Baltimore Ravens against the Steelers. Rivalry week. Let's fly high this Sunday.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by Brad Lepore and Daniel Kelly from the DBK Studio. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.
The Call is a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.